We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 143. Today's date, April 23rd, and let's get started with our tip-off topics with the transfer portal closed at midnight. But what do you mean? Guys are still transferring? A flurry of news in college basketball as the transfer portal is still heating up. Do know that even though it closed at midnight on the 22nd, folks, it still takes a day or two to process, and then obviously people want to go out and announce what's happening. So obviously you'll still see some trickling in. We don't know where he's going, but we do know that Boogie Flan, the star guard forward out of Arkansas, John Calipari's kid, has decided to put his name into the transfer portal. Now, it's kind of shocking that he were to do this. Now, you could look at, you know, the fact of what, you know, Arkansas has coming back with DJ Wagner, with Carter Knox, with Trevon Brazil. So maybe it isn't completely shocking. And obviously you added guys like Nick Pringle from South Carolina and the kid Ewan of Florida State. So when you look at Cal's kids and his team, what can Boogie Flan bring? This is obviously a really dynamic basketball player, a kid that was a major recruit coming out of high school. And what it's done is it's I wouldn't say it's really pushed Arkansas really down a ton, but it's making people think about it. Boogie Flan averaged 13.5 points per game, 5.1 assists, really did a great job at the point of attack. So look to see where someone like Boogie Flan may end up. Another standout player that has gone into the transfer portal is Desmond Claude. Obviously, the star guard at USC played for, obviously, Eric Musselman this past year. And he has also put himself in the transfer portal. This is a guy that averaged about 16 points a game, 3.5 rebounds, 4.2 assists, and really had some big-time performances and really has become what you would think is one of the arguably one of the top 10 players in the transfer portal. And it's just one of those interesting things of, you know, where does a guy like this go? And I'm going to say this before we continue on. When you go into the portal, remember, like I said, you have to go into the portal by midnight. When you do this, if you're doing it this late, there are discussions that are already taking place. It's very simple. There are discussions that are already have taken place regard, and it's not generally going to be with the the player. Generally, it's going to be an agent that is basically calling and shopping around players and basically saying, I represent X player. If I represent X player, then you say I represent him, and then you have to decide at that point you know, what you're willing to offer that player to come to your school. And it's kind of a dirty game that's really kind of rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. You're seeing even guys like, you know, Dick Vitale and Fran Fraschilla made a comment like, this is it's so difficult. I can look at myself as a women's basketball coach, right? And this is one of the reasons why I got out. I can't take this. Like, you're literally re-recruiting your kids. Your season has ended. You think that you have your kids lined up for this year, and then all of a sudden, some agent gets a hold of a kid, or some agent gets a hold of a family, and all of a sudden, a kid's in the portal. Now, you look at a guy like, a Desmond Claude and think, hey, well, he had, 40, didn't play that well in the Crown tournament, but, hey, 18 points against Purdue. It's a big round, first round of the Big Ten tournament. He scores 28 against Rutgers. This is a score. Now, here's the thing I'm going to say. I don't know anything about where this kid is going. But when I see New Haven, Connecticut, I'm thinking, obviously, East Coast. Take out some Big East schools, particularly a school like Villanova that's looked like with Kevin Willard got the NIL money, but it seems to have been striking out. Maybe this is one of the big fish that he lands. Speaking of big fish, Rick Pitino continues to retool his roster with Dylan Mitchell committing to St. John's. This is a former five-star recruit and someone that is going to add to St. John's depth. I'm going to say this. You lose Kadari Richmond. You lose Devion Smith. You lose Scott. RJ Lewis, is going into the portal. And unless he put his name in, and we haven't heard it, RJ Lewis is going to be in the NBA draft. Probably going to be a first-round pick. What Rick Pitino's doing is wild. This kid, Dylan Mitchell, is such a two-way player with him scoring about 10.7 rebounds a game, 61% of the floor. Now, they got to improve his outside shooting. But you're looking at Rick Pitino's team, and you're saying to yourself, like, Rick Pitino's team is a legitimate national championship contender going into next year. You look at the players that they have accumulated, like Bryce Hopkins, like the kid out of Arizona State, right? They have such a plethora of talent. And what they're trying to do now with Pitino is it seems like they're trying to get more depth, right? They're trying to get more depth in regards to how this team is going to play. It's going to be interesting watching St. John's with Ian Jackson, who's a 20-point, can get to 20 points, with Bryce Hopkins, with Jason Sanin, with Sellers from Stanford. And they also got Zubi Achifor coming back, who was most improved player in the Big East. Watch out for St. John's. Right now, ESPN has them ranked number 3 in the country behind Purdue, obviously, with Brady Smith coming back. Houston drops to 2 because Milos Yuzan is going to the NBA. But remember, they also got Pop Isaac, so watch out for Houston next year. Let's end today's tip-off topics by the NBA announced its first award, and it's to Peyton Pritchard. Peyton Pritchard just got named Sixth Man of the NBA, and it's really not surprising why Peyton Pritchard has gotten this award. It was really a breakout year for Pritchard. Obviously game number 1 in the playoffs, 19 points. This is a guy in the regular season that averaged 14 points per game, 47% from the floor, 41% from 3, 85% from the line. And you kind of look at his stats over the course of his career. Every year he's gone up in the last 3 years from 5.6 to 9.6 to 14.3, has established himself as an elite sixth man and is someone that at times Boston's going to be able to close the game with. Shout out to Peyton Pritchard, a.k.a. my favorite nickname. I said, I'm not wearing Celtic green. I'm wearing New York Stock Exchange for the Jets, so don't get it twisted. I'm not a Celtics fan, but I'll say it and I'll say it every time, and maybe because old dirty bastard said it, maybe Rihanna even said it, and you know where I'm going. Pritch better have my money, and he's going to be delivering for the Boston Celtics for the remainder of the playoffs. Coming up next, we'll get into our war tour. We'll look at season, the odds for the playoffs for the Knicks versus Pistons series, which is tied at 1-1. We'll look to see if Memphis can find their way back into the series down 2-0 to the Thunder. And then we'll look at the Denver Nuggets versus the LA Clippers. We'll be back with our war tour after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 143, and it's time to get into our award tour where we break down the futures markets in the NBA. So with a lot of these series, basically six of them, tied up at 1-1, I'm going to go through each of the six series that are not being played Wednesday night, kind of reshuffle, re-look at the odds, and kind of look at where we stand. First off, let's head to the Knicks versus the Pistons. Pistons are plus 188 to win the series. Knicks are minus 225. Obviously, Detroit stealing home court advantage. Knicks series spread is minus 1.5 games. That is at plus 140 with an over-under of 6.5 games. So basically what they're telling you is, folks, is they think, and this is interesting, there's two different ways you look at it, okay? The Knicks at minus 1.5 at plus 140 makes you think that this is going to go seven. All right? Because if you take the Knicks minus 1.5, you're getting plus 140 right now on FanDuel. If you went under, plus 1.5, I'm sorry, for Detroit, you're at minus 172. So six or seven, that's what you're thinking about. I said Knicks in six in the beginning. I'm sticking to Knicks in six as I look at this series. I think the Knicks will find a way to come back to New York 2-2, win game five in New York, and then win game six there. If you want to go correct, you could even go right now. If you want to look at odds, like what I said, let's say Knicks win game one, game three, you know, and then obviously game five, game six, then you can kind of go and look at FanDuel for those odds. But for me, I like New York Knicks minus 1.5 games at plus 140. Right now, let's head to the next series, which is OKC versus Memphis. Simply put, folks, this is all it comes down to. Do we think, in our right mind, that Memphis is going to win a game? Because minus 3.5 games is minus 172. 172, right? If you get plus 3.5 games for Memphis, it's plus 140. So you got to look at it as this. The game on Thursday night, we'll preview next by our picks, is Memphis is getting 8.5 and it's a plus 300. So even if you go money line, it's still going to be about the same than if you just took them to win the series minus 3.5 games. So that's where I'm looking. I'm looking at minus 3.5 games. I said it was a sweep going into the series. I'm not going to change now. The Oklahoma City Thunder sweep out Memphis. If you don't want to do the minus 172, then maybe you start looking at other ways, which the main thing I would look at is maybe just taking, you know, Oklahoma City minus the points. Maybe you maybe bring the points down from 8.5, which is game number three, to like 5.5, and just try and buy yourself points that way. Let's head to one of the more intriguing series, and that's Denver versus the Clippers. Clippers, after stealing home court, is a minus 180 favorite. Clippers minus 1.5 games is the best spread you can have right now. Series spread minus 1.5 games for the Clippers is right now, as I go and pull it up. I don't see it on FanDuel, so they probably took it off. So to me, when you look at this series, okay, and here it is, I'm sorry. Minus 1.5 games is for the Denver plus 1.5 is minus 124. Okay? Clippers minus 1.5 is plus 102. The best way to play this, folks, I think this is going seven. I know this is wild. Over 6.5 games of plus 164. I think this series is going to bounce back and forth. Look at over 6.5 games at major plus money. Next, Boston, Orlando. News about Jason Tatum, about possibly being doubtful. We'll see if he ends up playing tonight. Series spread, minus 3.5 for Boston at plus 140. And then obviously on the flip side, Orlando plus 3.5 and minus 172. Folks, they're telling you right now, it's going five. I've said this from the jump. Over 4.5 games is minus 172. If you correct score Boston 4-1, it's plus 152. It's the second best odds. I don't think Orlando wins more than one. Exact series, 4-1 Boston Celtics, like I told you before the series, at plus 152. Let's head to Milwaukee versus Indiana. Indiana with a commanding 2-0 series lead. Obviously, you look at a little bit of a comeback by Milwaukee in the fourth quarter. Couldn't get over the hump. Over under 5.5 games right now, and that's at minus 118. So pretty close to even money. Series spread of Indiana, minus 2.5 at minus 104. So this is where you start looking around, right? If you think it's going, you know, five games, then you can just take minus 104, right? Or you just take it the same thing under 5.5 games at minus 104. I think there's problems in Milwaukee. Kyle Kuzma can't do jack. You know what? Dame is just getting back, and Giannis is going to be pissed. Under 5.5 games in that series. Last series, Lakers, Minnesota, tied 1-1. Blowout here, blowout there. We're even lined up here. Folks, simply put, this is going seven. This is going to be a competitive, fun series to watch, and we'll look to see how it transpires as you've had, obviously, a dominating performance by the Lakers in game number one, and then you have, Minnesota in game number one, and obviously the Lakers in game number two. Over 6.5 games is at plus 142. That is the correct way to look at it. I think these teams are more evenly matched as possible. And you haven't got Anthony Edwards about to go off. I expect this to be 2-2 coming out of Minnesota, and it's going to go seven. Coming up next, we'll have our scouting report. We'll preview the games taking place on Thursday and Friday, leading off with the Knicks at the Pistons. We'll look at Thunder at the Grizzlies. We'll take a look at the Nuggets at the Clippers. That's a game three. Boston versus Orlando. And Indiana versus Milwaukee. We'll be back after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 143. And it's time to get into our scouting report as we preview games in the NBA playoffs. And this is going to be rapid fire. These are all games that will be scheduled to play Thursday and Friday. These are all game number threes. Let's go in chronological order with the Knicks at the Pistons. Knicks as a minus one favorite, about minus one, 112, 116 on the money line. Detroit at minus 102, over under 214.5. I like the Knicks in this matchup. I think you're going to get improved play. I think you're going to look at two things, folks. I think you're going to look at Jalen Brunson really trying to do a better job of getting people involved. There's a lot of talk in New York about him just pounding the ball a little bit too much. I like the Knicks to win on the money line. Jalen Brunson over 6.5 assists. And the other thing people have been harping on is the lack of effectiveness and scoring of Karl Anthony Towns. Last game, he was at over under 23.5 points. He's down to 21.5 points. Karl Anthony Towns over 21.5 points. Jalen Brunson over 6.5 assists. Knicks on the money line to win game number three. Let's head to Memphis, where we have OKC versus the Grizzlies. This is going to be a big line. The Thunder are laying 8.5 points over under of about 227. It's moved. Remember, folks, this is Wednesday afternoon. Things may move. Make sure you look on FanDuel to get the most up-to-date current lines. And I kind of got caught here because I took last game, I took the Thunder over team total over, and they were flying through it, and it was a blowout. Simply put, this series is over. This franchise in Memphis has to start over. There's no other way to slice it or dice it. Oklahoma City, -8.5. They get it done versus the Grizzlies. And I already said they're going to close it out and sweep them. Next up, the intriguing game number 3 between the Denver Nuggets and the Clippers. The Clippers are a 5-point favorite over Denver. To me, when I look at this game, and I looked at it, you know, when I did it before, is for game number 2, is I'm curious to see where they hang player points props, right? If you look at a guy like a Michael Porter, it was 11.5, 12.5. He just soared over it. Michael Porter's going to do it again. Michael Porter's going to go over 12.5 points in this matchup. And I think you got to look at this point in this series, tied 1-1, what are we getting out of the Joker? And the problem with the Joker stuff is it's so wild. But I'm going to go for it. Nikola Jokic, triple-double, +130. Denver plus the points, and then obviously Michael Porter Jr. over 12.5 points. Let's head to Orlando, where Boston will take on the Orlando Magic. We have to see what is going to take place with this. Remember, this is going to be game 3. Game 2 is tonight. So be on the lookout on Friday morning for a scouting report in which I will give you my play. We have to see what happens tonight. We have to see if Jason Tatum plays. There's a lot of factors to look into that, so look for that scouting report to get my really up-to-date odds and thoughts and, you know, a little bit more research and digging in as I start to get on other Friday games as well. Game number 3 between Indiana and Milwaukee, two teams that really have no love for each other at all. You have the Bucks as a -4.5 point favorite, over under 230. Simply put, folks, there is not enough defense to be played by Milwaukee. I think the more that you play Dame Lillard, the more likely that you're going to see more points scored because Dame could score, but Dame can't stop no damn nosebleed. I understand game number 1 was 117-98. Dame shows up, the game goes to 208-38. You'll get the best performance out of Bucks, but my best bet will be over 230 in that matchup. Last matchup, game number 3, the swing game between the Lakers and the Timberwolves. Right now you're looking at the Timberwolves as a 3-point favorite, -154 on the money line, Lakers +130 on the money line, getting the 3 points. I am going to take the Minnesota Timberwolves on the money line here, and I look at Anthony Edwards to finally look like he's going to explode. This is an Anthony Edwards that has been ineffective, particularly from the 3-point line in game number 2. Look for Anthony Edwards to go 25-plus points, and the Minnesota Timberwolves get the win. This has been the Betting Above the Rim podcast for April 23rd. For all things sports gambling, download that Sports Grid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. For my producer, Matty George, and Vinny always does a great job with the graphics. Thanks for listening, folks. And remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.